Good day, this is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 334 for Thursday, April 2nd. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada Canola Market was higher on Thursday, taking some direction from stronger soy oil values amid light and choppy activity. Traders were evening positions ahead of the long weekend, as both Canadian and U.S. markets are closed for Good Friday tomorrow. Canola prices were anywhere from $1 to $4 higher, the May contract up $1.20 at $461.50 per ton. The need to keep a weather premium in the market ahead of spring seeding provided some underlying support for values. Though some downward pressure came from the upswing in the value of the Canadian dollar, as it made canola more expensive on the international market. Canola prices stayed within a narrow range throughout the day due to a lack of activity on either side from the funds. Farmer and exporter activity was also on the slow side. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., corn and wheat values were stronger while soybean prices were mixed. Soybeans in Chicago were anywhere from 5 cents lower to 2 cents higher, May down 5.25 cents at $9.84.5 a bushel. Profit taking on the market's recent rally and ahead of the long weekend weighed on values. Disappointing U.S. export sales data was also bearish, as total sales were the lowest seen in almost 20 years for the final week in March. On the other side, the market was still finding some support from Tuesday's smaller-than-anticipated planting projections report. Spillover buying also came from corn, wheat, and soy oil. Chicago corn futures were stronger following gains seen in wheat. Prices were anywhere from 3 to 5 cents higher, May up 5 cents at $3.86.75 per bushel. Follow-through buying on Wednesday's gains was also supportive, as were ideas that U.S. corn acreage will end up being lower than the latest USDA estimate. Concerns about planting delays in the U.S. Delta were adding to the bullish tone, though the large U.S. supply situation overhang prices. Wheat values were also firmer, underpinned by short covering ahead of the long weekend. Values were anywhere from 4 to 9 cents stronger, May up 5.5 cents at $5.34 per bushel. The buying in wheat was also linked to worries about dry weather damaging the U.S. winter wheat crop. Though disappointing weekly export sales data from the USDA helped limit the gains, as did the strong U.S. dollar. That's a look at the ICE Futures, Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, April 2nd. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.